Many church groups, down through the ages, have embraced charitable work to assist the poor and needy. Today, a small but growing organization called Green Faith is working to expand that work to include what is sometimes termed environmental justice, both in community actions and religious teachings. Executive Director Fletcher Harper, an Episcopal priest from New Jersey, says they're at the forefront of an emerging new eco-theology.
It's a very exciting but extremely solid area of theology. And what's clear is that within all of the world's great religious traditions, there's a very strong foundation in terms of sacred texts, theological and ethical principles that supports this. These teachings are starting to make their way into public consciousness within different faith communities, but we've still got a long way to go.
Fundamentally, he elaborates, it rests on some basic values that are shared by virtually all the world's major religious traditions.
If this earth ultimately, from a religious perspective, doesn't belong to us, then we're called to care for and respect that which our loving Creator has given into our care. Most religious traditions do not teach that the purpose of life is to consume as much as you possibly can. The idea of religion is that people find meaning in life through service and through compassionate commitment to the community and to others. And then there are also issues of justice, that while everybody's hurt by pollution, it's clear that the communities that are hurt worst are communities of color and low income, the most vulnerable economically and culturally and politically in this country. So those values come into play also.
Embracing the biblical call for stewardship of the earth, an idea also found in the core teachings of other faiths, Green Faith explicitly accepts that climate change is real and verifiable. The key, Reverend Harper suggests, is finding a balance between the social roles of science and religion.
We think a lot of the opposition or resistance to science within more conservative faith communities is because those faith communities, at times understandably, perceive the scientific community as saying that life is random, that there is not any deeper purpose behind it. What we say is, frankly, it's not science's job to answer those big questions of why. Science is very good at telling us what is happening. And in terms of moral purpose, that's religion's job to provide that, and we think that caring for creation is a significant part of that mission.
But Harper, who will be a featured speaker at the annual Bioneers Conference in San Rafael this weekend, says embracing that mission requires a significant institutional and personal commitment, and getting that is one of Green Faith's biggest challenges.
Sometimes people are afraid that in their church or synagogue or temple, if they take on environmental concerns, it'll cost them a great deal more money. Almost always, we can save most religious institutions a substantial amount of money through energy conservation and other measures like that. And we tell them that, but we also tell them that this does require time and energy, and that's the biggest hurdle in most cases.
On the positive side, he concludes, when that buy-in reaches across theological diversity to embrace everyone from Hindus and Muslims to Unitarians and Evangelicals, their collaborative good works for the environment can almost be seen as a constructive byproduct of their interfaith community building. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.